Hello, I'm Julie Stanford and this is Tip 19. I want to put the focus back on you now in these last two tips because you're the person running the business and it's important that you have a clear idea about your values and vision. So first of all, I'm going to ask you, what will your business values be? While you may have decided your personal goals for the business, it's important to take some time to consider your values too. You may have definite ideas about how you want to conduct your business. If you're going into business with partners, staff or financial backers, it's also important that they know these values so they're not shocked when you won't compromise on them. I want you to think about and ask yourself these questions. What will I always do? What will I sometimes do? What will I never do? For example, I will always use ethically produced materials. I will always allow family-friendly working. I will always use a socially responsible bank. Or I will sometimes run training courses even though my main business is publishing. I'll sometimes do wedding photographs, but only for friends. I'll sometimes work weekends, but not every weekend. I will never take sponsorship from a tobacco company. I will never take on a new client without a credit check. I will never work for my old employer. You get the idea. You don't need to think of every possible scenario, but if you have firm beliefs, it pays to make them clear. It's worthwhile taking some time and just jotting down three columns, always, sometimes and never, and writing down a list of the things that you value. Because this step is a useful sanity check. For example, if your aim for the business is to make £1 million turnover, but your personal value is to give your products away free when anyone asks for them, then either the aim or the value will need to change. Revisit your list as you build your business to keep on track with your values and your business vision. There are two other things I want to mention here. The first is the focus on you. By being clear from the outset about what you will and will not do in your business, you're much less likely to end up lying awake at night feeling guilty about a contract you've just signed. You and your business may be separate, but your values are shared. And one other resource that we love here at Essential Business is a book called Authentic Business, written by Neil Crofts. And in my mind, this book shows that it's possible to start a successful business without compromising your values. I'm Julie Stanford. You've been listening to Tip 19. Please join me for the last tip in my series, Tip 20. I look forward to you joining me. I hope your business is going well.